Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting/kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning. Cup of murder.
Through the tireless efforts of detectives, cold cases are being solved after decades of being at a standstill. On July 23, 1991, a young girl's body was found in New York City, and thanks to the tireless work of determined detectives and DNA, the case was solved and baby Hope was given back her name. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On July 23, 1991, a navy blue cooler was found along the Henry Hudson Parkway in Manhattan, New York. And inside were heavy soda cans, water where ice once was, and the small naked body of a small child wrapped in a garbage bag. Unfortunately, due to the level of decomposition the body had already experienced, investigators knew identification would be an issue. But given how and where the body was found, and the fact that she seemed to be bound by rope and cord of a Venetian blind, it was clear that she was the victim of foul play. Nicknamed Baby Hope, examiners were able to determine that the small Hispanic child, who was somewhere between 3 and 5 years old, had been severely malnourished prior to being found in the cooler. Weighing only 28 pounds, Baby Hope was the victim of sexual abuse and died on or around July 18th. Just a few days before the cooler was found. Determined to solve the murder of such a young victim, investigators garnered what they could from her body, and 3 years later, and using a donated casket and money raised by officers, Baby Hope was buried wearing a white dress one of the wives bought for her in front of a crowd of 200 mourners. In the early stages of the investigation, a witness told police that she had seen a Hispanic man and woman carrying a cooler towards the area where Baby Hope's body was eventually found. And a few months later, a few suggestive images were found in New Jersey of a nude Hispanic little girl who matched what they could gather as a physical description of Baby Hope. But with the exception of these small leads and a few others, the case seemed to come to a crawl as technology and science, thankfully, continued to thrive. In 2006 and 2011, Baby Hope was exhumed from her resting place in hopes that these advances could be used to obtain DNA. And in 2013, the case was officially reopened and the public was asked for help solving the cold case. an action that was proved fruitful when a tip came in from an anonymous woman that blew the whole case wide open. This unknown woman came forward and said that she overheard a conversation 2 years before in a laundromat between a mother and another person speaking about the disappearance of her daughter. This call led police to the now adult sister of the missing girl. And with DNA confirming it, baby Hope was identified as Angelica Castillo. 22 years after her body was found, the story of baby Hope was finally getting told. According to the investigation, which became far less complicated now that they knew her identity, Angelica Castillo was raised by an abusive father named Gennaro Ramirez, who, once split from the girl's mother, had taken two of his three young children and disappeared. Margarita Castillo, Angelica's mother, assumed Gennaro had taken the girls to his native Mexico, but in reality, he left Angelica in Queens with their adult cousin named Balvina Juarez Ramirez. Gennaro, who was a prime suspect until 2018, has never been located and may still be unaware of his daughter's tragic end. Margarita, unable to speak English, an undocumented immigrant, and believing her girls had crossed state and country borders, didn't feel as though she could report the girls missing, but did say that she and her family instead tried to search for her children on their own with no success. When this information came to light and became national news, Margarita Castillo became one of the villains in her daughter's story. Through good old-fashioned street work and a well-used family tree, the NYPD were able to track down the last people Angelica was in the care of. And after a few lies were told to try and keep police at arm's length, they located 52-year-old Conrado Juarez, the brother of the now-deceased Balvina Juarez Ramirez. Conrado, who was 30 at the time of Angelica's death, tried to tell police that he had no idea what happened to the 4-year-old girl. But after a lengthy interrogation, admitted to drunkenly torturing, raping, sodomizing, binding, and smothering Angelica Castillo, after tying her to a table and depriving her of food and water on multiple occasions. He said his intention was not to kill the young girl, but when she cried out during the rape, he pushed the pillow onto her face to stifle the sound. He, of course, told his sister what happened immediately, and the pair worked together to dispose of her body. It should be noted that a majority of this information came from a combination of Conrado's confession and the testimony of Angelica's sister, who was a witness to Angelica's horrible treatment inside the Juarez home and, on the night of her murder, woke to hear voices saying, put her in, and she does not fit. According to Conrado, his actions were ugly, but she would have died anyway due to how badly she was being cared for, that she was better off dead. Conrado Juarez was taken into custody and later claimed his confession was coerced, claiming he simply assisted his sister in disposing of Angelica's body after she fell down the stairs on accident. He later entered a not guilty plea and died on November 19th, 2018 of pancreatic cancer while still in police custody. The case had to be dismissed in January of 2019, but police doubt Angelica was his only victim. According to the friends and family of Margarita Castillo, not many knew that Angelica even existed. In fact, one of her sisters didn't know anything about her nor about baby Hope. She learned about the sister their father abducted when she was 11 years old, and it wasn't until the case was reopened and publicized in 2013 that she realized the facial reconstruction of baby Hope looked a lot like her. She learned the truth about her own sister, one she didn't even know about, along with all of the nation reading and watching the news. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on July 24th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.